another episode of Strange Quirk for Anime Podcast. I am Strange Keith.
And I'm Quirky Dirk.
And we got another, well, the summer season is upon us. So we got the summer 2019 draft. And then we're going to get into a new thing that we've decided to do, which is the wild card of the season, or not, we'll call it a wild card, but we are going to do a quintessential quintuplets review, even though we did not draft that in the, what was that, the winter season?
Mm-hmm.
Winter season. Before we get into the draft, do you want to give an update on what you've been watching or anything you've been doing for our binge challenge we got going on?
Okay. So right now, pretty much caught up on all of the anime I said I was going to watch for my top three and a few others. I've been watching Shippuden for the challenge, and I just started Mob Psycho 100. Let me see. I'm fully caught up on Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer is fire. I think I'm one episode off on Fruits Basket. You watched the newest one, didn't you?
Fruits Basket, yeah.
Episode 13.
Yeah.
Caught up on One Punch Man. Bungo Stray Dogs is over.
Oh, that fast. That feels like it came and went.
It was 12 episodes. It was really good. Really good. And let's see. Robihachi is finished. That was, just fun. It wasn't anything over the top about, good or whatever. Let me see. Is Afterlife done? Yes, After Loss is finished. That was really good, too. I feel like I'm watching too much stuff. I feel like I've named entirely too many things just now. But yeah. So starting Shippuden has been fun. I miss those guys. I'm not very far in. I'm only on episode 23. But I'm watching it dubbed because the reason why I never finished the first Naruto was because I hated the voices in the English dub. And I don't necessarily hate the voices, I hate the translations. And so the English translation in Shippuden, for some reason, is better. I haven't even watched the sub episode yet, but I am. I want to see what I hear versus what they say in English to see if there's a difference in whoever has been translating it as an English voice actor. But so far, I like the English dub on Shippuden. I can't promise to watch 500 episodes of the same show in Japanese because that's just not going to happen. But what about you? What have you been watching?
I have actually been watching a lot of stuff. Well, I've been watching my seasonal stuff, which has been Attack on Titan, One Punch Man, Fruits Basket, what else? Demon Slayer. I didn't catch the latest episode yet. I finished up Shield Hero. That was really good. What else we got going? I finished Why Are You Here, Sensei? What else? I watched Baki on Netflix. What else? I've really been watching a lot of stuff. I watched Akira for the first time, the movie. Started Zombieland Saga, finished Dororo, started Cabinaria of the Iron Fortress, started Neon Genesis Evangelion, started and finished Drifters. We watched one episode of Wise Man's Grandchild together, and then I went back and, well, not, I guess not really went back, but I watched a couple episodes after the first episode of that. I'm not all the way caught up though. Caught up on JoJo's, and then I started Great Teacher Onizuka, and I'm about, I think I'm 19 or 20 episodes into that. So I've been watching like a lot of stuff, and it doesn't feel like I've been watching a lot, but I guess I have after naming everything off.
Yeah, you started to feel like, well, goodness. Yeah. It's like, oh, I haven't been watching that much anime. Wait a minute.
Right, like I was thinking, like, man, I'm probably super behind in the challenge, and just now naming everything off, I'm like, I have been watching a lot of stuff. So, yeah, I guess the challenge isn't going too bad for me right now. But yeah, that's everything I got going so far. And then we did catch up on, well, I guess we're behind now, but we watched Carolyn Tuesday.
Yeah, we didn't fully catch up.
Yeah, we're not all the way caught up.
We got
up,
closer than we were. Yeah. I think we watched like maybe episodes. 4 episodes, maybe.
And then I started Zombieland Saga also. And I tried to get you to watch that with me, but
I wasn't a fan.
Yeah, you weren't into that, so
I may watch it on my own. I'll let you go on your own. I may come back and try it again, but that I didn't know. I wasn't a fan.
And then we also finished Hinamaru Sumo.
Finally,
after
like a 4 month hiatus, right? Might even be longer than that. What's this, June? I think the last time. What was the last episode? It had to come out, like, it was a fall anime.
But it ran through winter.
I know, but, well, so at least been like a 6 month hiatus. But we finally, but I think I think we had one episode left, too.
Yeah, we only had one episode left. That's the sad part.
Yeah, we had one episode left, and we finally just watched the last episode. And I'm hoping there will be a season two, because that was a pretty really good anime.
Yeah, and like, because the break of us not watching it wasn't because it wasn't good, because it was really good. We just didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was just like all of a sudden we were watching everything else.
Yeah. But, you ready? Ready to get into this draft? Mm-hmm. All right, so, well, you guys kind of know how it goes by now.
He cheats. And then...
I don't cheat. We flip a coin to see who picks first. We'll each pick 6 anime from this summer season, and this summer season looks pretty loaded, so hopefully we'll both get some good choices, and then, you know, in a few weeks we'll slim our 6 choices each down to 3 choices each that will get reviewed. All right, you want to call it?
Yes.
And it is Tails.
Cheater. He flipped it and picked it up off the ground.
I did not cheat. All right. Okay. So, me first. Man. I have my stuff down, but I forgot to number them in the order that I want them. But, that's all right. So, my first pick is going to be... Dr. Stone.
Fuck. It wasn't my first pick, but it was a pick. You suck.
I have a feeling we're both going after pretty much the same shows, so.
I know, so I put 10 down, just in case.
Yeah, I put, I think I did 12, so.
I think there's only 10 that I felt like dealing with. Okay, so I will go with... is it wrong to try to pick up Girls in the Dungeon Season 2?
I figured you would want that, so I'd let you have it.
Whatever.
All right, so my second choice is going to be... Ari Furuta from Commonplace to World's Strongest.
Mm-hmm. I think I didn't put that one down for a reason. Yeah, I didn't write that one down. You got lucky this time.
I should have saved it for later.
Okay, I'm going to go with Vinland Saga.
Ah, that was going to be my next pick.
Whatever.
All right, that's cool. My third pick is going to be... if it's for my daughter, I'd even defeat a demon lord. You just stole Vinland Saga from me.
That's fine, because I'm about to take Fire Force.
Actually, you could have Fire Force.
Uh-huh.
So hot.
That's fine.
Okay, my fourth pick is going to be...
Don't be you dusty.
Know, what?
Don't be dusty. I can feel it in my soul.
My fourth pick is... I'm going to switch it up. And I'm going to go with... You know what? I'm going to go with O Maidens in Your Savage Season.
Great, you probably didn't have that on your list. I don't. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to go with... I don't know what this acronym stands for, but it's in all caps. It's B-E-N.
Oh, you can have that.
I figured you wouldn't want it specifically, yeah. But...
Okay, so my... Ooh, I'm on five. Wow, that went quick. My fifth pick is going to be... You know what? I'm going to go with Are You Willing to Fall in Love with a Pervert?
Interesting. Don't have that on my list. Next, I'm going to go with To the Abandoned Sacred Beasts.
Okay. I didn't have that on my list, so you good. Okay, and my last pick is going to be How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift?
Bro, what is your problem? What is your problem?
Well, you should have been took it then.
I didn't think you would want it. I thought I was safe.
You thought wrong.
I thought I was
How Heavy so Are the Dumbbells safe. You Lift is my final pick.
I genuinely skipped that one to do the... Oh, my God. I wanted to watch that one. I wanted to pick that one because that's of my weight loss journey. You get on my nerves. I hate you. Okay, so I think I'm left with two more options. So I have to pick between those two. Let me go look it up real fast and make sure which one I want the most out of those two. Hold, please. Do, 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 do. I'm going to stop.
Please, thank you.
Shut up, thief. Get on my damn
You nerves. Took Vinland Saga.
You so. Could have did so much other things.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You know, I thought about doing Cop Craft, but I decided I'm going to go with How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift.
Get on my nerves. I should have wrote these titles down in Japanese. I wrote them down in English.
I'm kind of surprised. I thought you might... Well, no, maybe not.
What?
Neither of us picked well, you still have a pick left, but neither of us picked Isekai Cheat Magician.
I didn't like that one, to be honest.
Me neither. And it's supposed to be like one of the most and one of the more anticipated shows of the season.
It just looks done. It's been done a few times.
It didn't grab my interest, and I'm kind of tired of isekais, to be honest.
I'm not just like tired of isekai. I'm just tired of the same isekai.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, this is taking so long.
What's this one?
I'm surprised you didn't do the magic. What is that? A certain scientific accelerator.
Oh yeah. I didn't write that down for some reason. I don't know why.
I haven't watched the other two, so I'm definitely not putting that on my list. It's not saying that it's not good, but yeah, I just haven't seen it.
You guys should watch that, though. I just didn't have that on my list. And I'm surprised neither of us grabbed, not really that surprised, I guess. Do You Love Your Mom and Her Two-Hit Multi-Target Attacks?
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
That's a long-ass title.
Where is the other one? Is it this one? No, I already got that one. This is what I get for not writing down the Japanese names too. whatever. I'll just pick. We'll do Astro Lost in Space for the sixth one. The other option was The Ones Within, but I can't figure out what it is in Japanese. So.
What was it?
The Ones Within. I wanted to look at both of them real fast and remember what it was about, but clearly I can't read. So I'm just going to go with Astra. It's a space anime.
You sure? It's your final answer?
That is my final answer. I am not enthused, but you never know. I do like space stuff, and that's why I like Robihachi, because that was fun. But, where in the heck is it on this list now? Now all of a sudden it's gone. But yeah, that's what I'll do. And so now I guess we can read the synopses. Still mad you took that one. You're always taking some shit.
All right, well, I guess since I picked first, I will go first. So my first pick was Dr. Stone. And the synopsis here is, several thousand years after a mysterious phenomenon that turns all of humanity to stone, the extraordinarily intelligent, science-driven boy, Senku Ishigami, awakens. Facing a world of stone and the total collapse of civilization, Senku makes up his mind to use science to rebuild the world. Starting with his super strong childhood friend, Taiju Oki, who awakened at the same time, they begin to rebuild civilization from nothing. Depicting 2 million years of scientific history from the Stone Age to present day, the unprecedented crafting adventure story is about to begin. And that's from Crunchyroll.
Is there a place to visit? I mean, to see it? Sorry, visit.
This is going to be airing on Crunchyroll, and the dub will be airing on Funimation.
Okie dokie. So my first pick was, this just abandoned me. I picked this around to pick Tribe of Girls in a Dungeon, season 2 first. Mm-hmm. Yes, I forgot that fast. Leave me alone. Okay, so this would be the second season of Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon. If you've never seen this show, which I hope you have actually seen it, it's really good. But the synopsis on this one is just going to say you're just following Belle and Hestia down on a new adventure. But that doesn't explain the show, because you have to have seen season 1 for that to make sense. So season 1, I guess I'll just give my own synopsis. But they're adventurers, and they go down into this, what's it called? Like, it's like underground cave, but yeah. It's not just a cave.
It's like, a labyrinth.
Yeah, labyrinth. Everybody goes down to this labyrinth to go kill beasts for the jewels that come up after you kill them, and that way they make money. So the bigger the beast, the bigger the jewel, so the more money that you would get for it. There is a surgence of like evil going on down there, where there's like more and more beasts being created and no one understands why. So they're kind of just going on more and more missions to go kill more of them to kind of keep the balance. Belle is our main character in this anime. There are gods, and the adventurers kind of not serve the gods, but
they kind of serve them.
So it's like, you know, the more people one god has going down there getting money, the better off that god is. So his god is not that well off. She only has Belle. She is infatuated with Belle. She wants to marry him. But, yeah, so she's, like, literally infatuated with him. And as you go down into the labyrinth, the more you fight, the more, like, power you gain. And so he's been gaining power at a very fast rate for his size and everything. So it's just kind of following him down into the labyrinth and seeing kind of the progression that he has as a character. It's a really, really good show. It's really not about the title. So if anyone's scared of that, of the title, don't worry about that. The title is very misleading, but I like it that way. So go watch it. Go watch first season and then go watch season two, because it's just going to be more of the same, but I'm sure it's going to have, you know, more character development and such, so on and so forth. And there's also a second, I won't say a second season, but it's another season that follows.
Like an offshoot.
Yeah, something like, you know, it's on the same timeline as the first season, but it follows the main hero in the show. It follows her side of the story. So I suggest you guys watch that too. And that's The Sword of Otoria? Otoria?
I think it was... Orati? I want to say it was Orario. Oratory? Some, or something.
Sword of something with an O.
I think it was Oratorio. Maybe. So if we're wrong, we're sorry. Just look up Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon, and I'm sure the offshoot season will come up as well.
I'm Googling it. Oratoria.
There we go. See?
Oratoria. Right. No, you was not.
I said Oratoria.
I didn't hear that at all.
Or I might have said Oratorio.
You might have said something wrong.
Whatever. Anyway. So my second choice is Ari Furuta from Commonplace to World's Strongest. Oh, where is yours airing at? Before I get into that.
That one's probably going to be on Crunchyroll. Let me see. Wrong one. Oh, no. It's on High Dive.
There we go.
So if you have VRV, you can watch it on there. What is...
And it's by JC Staff. Okay, my second one, again, is Ari Furuta from Commonplace to World's Strongest. And the synopsis here is 17-year-old Hajime Nagumo is your average everyday otaku. However, his simple life of pulling all-nighters and sleeping in school is suddenly turned upside down when he, along with the rest of his class, is summoned to a fantasy world. Ugh, another isekai. Okay. They're treated like heroes and tasked with the duty of saving the human race from utter extinction. But what should have been any otaku's wet dream quickly turns into Hajime's nightmare. While the rest of his class are blessed with godlike powers, Hajime's job, Synergist, only has a single transmutation skill. Ridiculed and bullied by his classmates for being weak, he soon finds himself in despair. Will he be able to survive in this dangerous world of monsters and demons with only a glorified blacksmith's level of strength? And this is by Studios Azried and White Fox. I guess they're working together on it. And there is currently no official way to watch it.
That's why I didn't put that on my list.
But so I guess I will either be finding it online or someone will be picking it up last minute. Because there's still a week until it premieres, so there's still time for someone to pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my second one was Vinland Saga.
So Beef.
Sure, whatever. For 1,000 years, the Vikings have made quite a name and reputation for themselves as the strongest families with a thirst for violence. Thorfinn, the son of one of the Vikings' greatest warriors, spends his boyhood in a battlefield, enhancing his skills in his adventure. In his adventure to redeem the most desired revenge after his father was murdered. It is an action adventure drama historical seinen anime, and it's going to be on Amazon Prime. So it's going to be on, what is that called? Does it still have a name now? Or did they take the name away? Because
it's just Prime.
No, because the anime section had a name. I can't think of it right now, but
it used to be Strike.
Yes, but I feel like they took it away because they don't. It's not paid for anymore. You don't pay for it separately on top of it. So, but yeah, it's gonna be on Amazon, and looks like you're gonna get some revenge. So, I'm here for it.
Okay, and let's see. My third was, what was it? Oh, Was it Old Maidens? Old Maidens in your Savage season. Let's see. Where is that at? Is this it? Yeah, here we go. So, the synopsis here. This is from Studio Le Deuce, which I've never heard of. So, hopefully this is at least decent. But the synopsis here is the girls in a high school literature club do a little icebreaker to get to know each other. Answering the question, what's one thing you want to do before you die? One of the girls blurts out, sex. Little do they know, the whirlwind unleashed by that word pushes each of these girls with different backgrounds and personalities onto their own clumsy, funny, painful, and emotional paths toward adulthood. And this will be airing on High Dive and VRV, which is, you can also access High Dive through VRV.
The VRV doesn't have its own thing, so why would they put that there?
Yeah, I don't know why that was there. It could have just said High Dive like it said with is it wrong, but yeah. But yeah, a little change of pace. This is a slice of life school comedy show. So, but I mean, it's the manga is from Kodansha Comics. And Kodansha has a pretty good track record with stories so far. Quintessential Quintuplets came out of Kodansha. I believe Domestic Girlfriend came out of Kodansha too. So with me, they're two for two. So I kind of, that's kind of what pushed me towards picking this, even though it wasn't, I'm sure she didn't want it. And I'm sure there's not a whole lot of people who are really talking about it, but, yeah, that's what grabbed my attention for this one.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Fire Force, I think, was my third. The Japanese name is NN no Shobotai. It will be streaming on Crunchyroll and Funimation. The overview is terror has paralyzed the clockwork metropolis of Tokyo. Possessed by demons, people have begun to burst into flame, leading to the establishment of a special firefighting team, the Fire Force, ready to roll on a moment's notice to fight spontaneous combustion anywhere it might break out. The team is about to get a very unique addition, Shinra, a boy who possesses the unique power to run at the speed of a rocket, leaving behind the famous Devil's Footprints and destroying his shoes in the process. Can the Fire Force discover the source of this strange phenomenon and put a stop to it, or will the city burn to ashes first? And it is an action school sci-fi anime by David Production. And Funimation will have the simul-dub, so you will be able to watch it in English. Those of you who refuse to read subtitles. No judgment. Very much judgment.
All right. And my fourth was... Was my fourth If It's For My Daughter, or was it?
I think so.
Okay. All right. So my fourth pick was If It's For My Daughter, I'd Even Defeat a Demon Lord. And this is from Maho Film. And the synopsis here reads, Dale is a cool, composed, and highly skilled adventurer who's made quite a name for himself despite his youth. One day, on a job deep in the forest, he comes across a little devil girl who's almost wasted away. Unable to leave her there to die, Dale takes her home and becomes her adoptive father. Devil or not, Latina is beyond adorable, and the adventurer soon finds himself head over heels with being a parent. But why was she out in the forest to begin with, and why does she carry the mark of a criminal? And this... It's not showing where it's airing at yet. So, I guess we'll be finding out soon.
Okay, my fourth one was BEM, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. This one seems a little interesting. Just from the cover art alone, I like that. 3 monsters, Bim, who looks like a gangster, Biro, who looks like a boy, and Bera, a witch, act as agents of justice, hoping that they will be allowed to become human. Several episodes involve them protecting a young boy. The style of animation is fairly distinctive, and the storyline's not without interest. That is the synopsis that is on LifeShark.me. So we shall see what that looks like. It's by LanQ Studios, and it will be on Funimation. So I'm hoping that it travels its way to Hulu. We'll see. But it's a demon horror and supernatural genres in anime, so.
All right, and my fifth pick was the full title is Hensuki. Are you willing to fall in love with a pervert as long as she's a cutie? And this is from Studio 7. And the synopsis here is: Once upon a time, Cinderella left her panties in a boy's locker. Wait, what? Keiki Kiryu receives a mysterious love letter that has no name but includes a pair of white undies. Curious to find his panty-leaving Cinderella, his investigation leads him to discover that every candidate is a total pervert. Surrounded by perversion, he still has one important question to answer: Who's the perfect fit? And this is another slice of life comedy romance. So, yeah. Decided to switch it up a bit this season. Instead of going with all action adventure shows.
So now to the abandoned beast. I'll have to find the name because that was bad. That's not the title.
That one was I just saw it here a second ago. Katsute Kami Data Kimono Tachi-e.
To the
Tachi-e.
abandoned sacred beast. I knew there was something missing. It will be streaming on Crunchyroll, and episode one comes out tomorrow. The democratic nation of Patria was created on the continent of Patria. Great. Because of economical disputes, the country split north and south, creating the Northern Union of Patria and the Southern Confederation of Patria, and they waged a long civil war. With their numbers dwindling, the North decides to use forbidden technology in order to defeat the South. This technology turns humans into monster-like soldiers, giving them almost godlike powers. And with those powers, the long war came to an end and peace was restored. Incarnates. They were the heroes who saved the country and were regarded as gods. This is a long. Time had passed, leaving the war behind. The people who had given up their human forms to become incarnates were now feared by the masses due to their overwhelming power and were now called beasts. The former captain of the incarnate squad, Hank, was on a journey to find his former incarnate comrades, who had turned into beasts and was hunting them down as the Beast Hunter. That was a long sentence. A young woman named Shawl was on a journey to find the person who killed her incarnate father. She encounters Hank and decides to go on a journey with him to discover the truth behind her father's death. She eventually finds out that the battle is never truly over, and the existence of the man Hank is looking for, who is apparently responsible for letting the beast. What? She eventually finds out that the battle is never truly over, and the existence of the man that Hank is looking for, who I don't know what that sentence is. I'm done reading it. Where does Hank's path lead him as he bears the sins for killing his own comrades? That sentence was bad. I quit that sentence. What it sounds like is a lot.
Sounds like fairy gone.
I would love to see them get this done in 12 episodes. It sounds like more than 12 episodes, but we're gonna see. In this, what was the production? MAPPA is the production. They've done some other good things. It's an action drama, fantasy, and it's a shonen. So, we shall see.
All right, and my last pick is How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift?
Loser.
You mad?
Big mad.
All right, and this is from Studio Doga Kobo, which I've never heard of before. So hopefully this is good. But synopsis is a friend's cruel words, which cut like a knife into the heart of Hibiki Sakura, a high school girl who loves to eat. Hibiki decided to go on a diet to absolutely thin by summer vacation. Oh, to be absolutely thin by summer vacation. But she cannot keep exercising right alone. That's when Hibiki found herself before a training gym. Upon joining the gym, Hibiki meets her beautiful and charismatic student council president, Akemi Suryuan. I hope I said that. Anyway, her student council president, Akemi, and steps into the intense yet enjoyable world of weight training. And I don't know, it just another kind of it's comedy and ecchi. It has that here, but clearly also slice of life. But it just seemed like a fun kind of show, so I'm giving it a chance.
I'm giving it a stolen opportunity. That's what you're doing. Okay, my last one was Lost in Space, Kanata no Asura. It premieres in 2 days, 4 hours, 46 minutes, and 35 seconds. The first episode is going to be an hour, and then I guess the rest of them will be less than, and there's no, like, information on how many episodes are supposed to be. But this year is 2061, when space travel is not possible and commercially viable. I don't feel like I said commercially right. I feel like I put an in there somewhere. And the students of Kyrd High School embark on their planet camp. But soon after Group B5 arrived at their planetary campsite, a mysterious and unforeseen sentient light sphere warps its 9 members into outer space, stranding them 512 light years away from their home planet. With the discovery of an old unmanned spaceship nearby, the students must stay strong, manage their limited resources, and remain united in the darkness of space, so that all of them can survive their long and likely perilous trek back home aboard the Astra. So I guess the Astra is the name of the ship. It's an action sci-fi shonen space, and the studio is Lurch. I don't know. Depending on what language you speak. And that's going to be on Funimation in both English and Japanese.
Oh, yeah. How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift is also on Funimation.
But I think this one's going to be pretty cool. There's very little information on how many episodes or anything, but it's from a manga, so it should be good. We shall see.
We shall. And that concludes our summer 2019 draft.
There's other stuff to watch. So if you guys want to just go on livechart.me, on the podcast Twitter, actually, I screen recorded the list of things just to kind of show how much is coming out this summer. There was some stuff that I just was like, okay, I'm going to watch it, but it's just not going to be in this this top six. So
yeah, because there is a ton of shows this season that sound like they'll be really good. And it almost sucks that we just have to pick six each and then cut it down to three each. But we can't just be picking 10 shows each to be trying to review from one season. So but definitely look out for, you know, a lot of other stuff that didn't make it onto our list, because there is going to be a lot of good stuff this summer. I've only been watching seasonal for a couple years, but this is the probably one of the more loaded summer seasons that I've seen. Just summer usually tends to be like in kind of an off season almost. So, yeah. And now, I guess we'll get into quintessential quintuplets, yeah?
Do you want to explain why we're doing this?
Yeah, so we decided to do a wild card review pick because occasionally we'll both have picks where we'll pick something in a season and then that season ends up running, you know, through two seasons. And, you know, if it's not finished, then we can't review it. Like both of the, I think almost all of my shows that I've picked so far have been 24 episode shows, except for Mob Psycho. So we decided to add in a wild card pick, one wild card pick per season, just to kind of throw that in there for when we, you know, we have something that we really, a show that we really liked that didn't get picked, but also for when we need to review something and we don't have anything to review right now. So there's that.
Yeah, and this one, nobody picked it at all for even the six. So
yeah, this ended up being a big time sleeper for that season, I think. So
yeah, it was on my list of things to choose from. It just didn't get picked. I was interested in it, but he somehow watched it first. But yes, we are here to talk about the Quints. I'm still working on their names. I know there's Miku, Yotsuba, Nino,
Itsuki.
Itsuki, and another I name?
And Ichika.
Ichika?
Yeah.
I almost had that. I wouldn't probably have gotten the last two, honestly. Just off of just, there's too many people.
So.
Uisegi-san.
Yeah, he's our tutor.
Our? Who do you think you are?
Keith, but,
think he's the sixth quintuplet.
No. So, quick synopsis, I guess. Quintessential quintuplets is basically our main character is Usagi, and he is a high school student and he's super smart, like straight A student, top of his class, and he gets a tutoring job, and on his way to, or not on his way, but when he gets to this tutoring job, he finds out that it's not just one person, but it's actually quintuplets. And not only are they quintuplets, but they're also dumb as fuck. All five of them. And they're all like kind of tricksters that don't want to study on top of being dumb.
They're badass kids.
Yeah, yeah, basically. They're badass kids. So he has to deal with he has to tutor them, but they obviously don't want to study and they're doing everything that they can in their power to not study. So he basically has to kind of wrangle five children almost and get them to study and get them to get their grades up. Because they transferred to his school because, I guess, spoilers now. They transferred to his school because they flunked out of the last school that they were in. So, yeah, and a bunch of shenanigans ensues.
Yeah, it's a funny group of girls, and he's awkward as it is. Like, he didn't stand a chance, to be honest, against them. They're all very social. Well, not all. Not 100% of them are social, but, like, three of them are super social.
And really, four kinda, of them.
Yeah. One is a little bit meaner than the rest. That's why I kind of put her out of the social section. The other three are like really kind of popular. And then, one's more popular than everybody else, but the other two are still like, you know, known in their little social circle. They're all five very different, which I thought was cool because people have this assumption that people that are twins or multi-birthed siblings are similar, and usually they are not. Usually, you know, litter kids are not the same. But I did love that they all have their own personalities and that they all fucked with him their own way. Like, they each had their own, like, way that they would try to, like, ignore him or make his job harder. And he had to do his job because his family is poor and they needed the money. And so he was forced into this.
And their family was rich. Mm-hmm. So he was getting paid. He not only was getting paid a lot, but he was also getting paid per quint. So his rate was, you know, whatever what he would have been getting paid per person, he got five of that since there was five of them.
Yeah, and they were stupid. And the dad knows that they're stupid too. And he was really trying to just get them to graduate. So what did you like most about this show?
What didn't I like? I really liked that each quint kind of had their own story, and their own identity, really. But they were still very connected as sisters. Even when they were fighting or had disagreements with each other, or even were in conflict with each other about how they felt about Uesaki. Like, I really liked, I felt like it was really good. I guess that would be character development. They were all like really solid characters to me, and none of them, like, even though they're quints, none of them were the same. So I thought that was great, because, you know, when you have five characters who are supposed to be, who look the same, and they're all sisters, you could, you know, run into something where they end up blending together. And I felt like they all, for me at least, they all stood out in their own way.
I agree. I like that they all have their own kind of look. Like, I've had this issue with twins, like, that look alike and don't do anything to help people know which one is which. And it's like, yeah, you know, I get it. Y'all look alike, but could you try? Just for the people that don't live with you every day, you know, don't know where your birthmark is, you know.
Right.
We don't know you enough to be able to tell you apart from your twin sibling. So if you would please, you know, have a style that you wear every day. Something that, you know, maybe even a tattoo with your name on it on your wrist or something so we know which one you are. Because I always, like, growing up, like, you know, watching, like, Tia and Tamera, like, you knew which one was which. So, like, that was easy. But, like, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, even though they were fraternal twins, it was still very difficult to place which one was which because their similarities outweighed their differences. So, like, Tia and Tamera look different. They just do. You can tell one from the other no matter what. They can try their best to put on the same outfit. You'd be like, oh, hey, Tamera. But Mary-Kate and Ashley, you really couldn't, like, back in the day. Today, you can tell them apart. But back in the day when they were younger, you couldn't tell them apart unless you knew, like, the tiniest nuance of, you have to just know, oh, you know, Mary-Kate's face is rounder. Like, okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. But that all of them had their own look. And then even when they tried to, like, switch their looks up, it was still kind of, like, noticeable which twin that, or which quintuplet that was. Mm-hmm. So I like that, along with their little storyline was really cute. Like, the fact they were, like, really against learning. Like, we're like, no. This isn't for us. We want to go shopping. We don't care what daddy says. We are going to out to eat today. You're coming with us. But it was a nice little roller coaster of a show. Was there anything that you didn't like?
Not one thing. Not. Yeah, there's nothing that I didn't like about this show. This felt like a perfect anime almost. Like, I can't think of any flaws at all. Like, it really was flawless to me.
Okay. The one thing I didn't like, and this is just that in general, it's not this particular anime that is the problem. I'm going to put my feminist hat on real fast.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But why all five of them had to like his ass? He's not even that cute. Like, who the fuck is he? They need to expand their horizons. He didn't deserve them. They deserved much better, even though they were stupid. But they were all sweet people, and they all shouldn't be sitting here worried about that one man. There's more fish in the sea.
But the thing with that...
That was still funny, because she still fell in love with him, even though it wasn't him.
Right. But I think, well, outside of Nino, I think I guess in the show, we haven't gotten to Itsuki liking him. In the manga, you get to that. But, oh yeah, also, this show was so good that I went and read the manga. But, I think with that, it was they start to like him because of the effort that he puts in. And even though, like, for him, he's doing it for the money. But to them, like, they seem to have, like, they've always been dumb. So it seems like they've always kind of had someone giving up on them. And he does the absolute most to try and get some effort out of them. Like, he put a lot of effort into trying to get them to study. And, you know, like I said, for him, he's doing it for the money.
He likes them too. Not likes him, but
he warms up to them. But he's, you know, he's doing it for the money. He's putting all this effort in to get them to study because, you know, getting them to study is what he's being paid to do. But I think that the kind of underlying thing with that is that they start to like him because he puts so much effort into them, and no one's ever done that for them. Even their own father doesn't. Like, their father's never, they have a whole apartment to themselves, like a penthouse to themselves, and their dad was not one time in at home at all.
I'm trying to think of what cartoon he reminded me of. I can't remember what it was. It was something from a kid, as a kid though, like, I can see it, but I cannot remember the cartoon. But the guy would be, like, in the room. Was it Inspector Gadget? The villain would be, like, in this little, cockpit. Oh,
yeah,
cockpit,
in the room, yeah.
But you never saw him.
Yeah, you never see what he looks like. You never see his face.
It was like that.
You would see, like, his head. Yeah, like a metal arm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's all you would see. Yeah, and that's how their dad was. Like, he would call them on the phone, and that's it. Like, that's all you get of him was him calling on the phone. But you never see him. He's never there. He doesn't really talk to them. All he's doing is paying Uesugi to study them. He just wants them to graduate. And, like, their mom passed away. So, and I think that was part of it, too, with Uesugi. Because they did have, like, a really close relationship with their mom. And she seemed to be the only one that did put effort into them. So, I guess he comes along and they haven't seen that kind of effort since mm-hmm. their mom passed. So it makes sense that they would start to like him.
Yeah.
As much as they,
I still don't like,
tried to run
I don't
away
like
from
harems
him.
For that reason. Men don't deserve women. So there's that. But yeah, so what was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment was them grabbing his hand at the camping trip.
That was adorable.
Yeah, when he passed out basically and is is in bed sick, and they all like
grab one finger. Yeah.
And like the teacher, they're not even supposed to be there. The teacher told them to get the hell out of there. And they all sneak back into the room, and they're in there with him.
And then it was funny because they all snuck in individually. Right. Like, no one said to the other, hey, I'm about to sneak in. You want to come with me? No, they flicked on the light, and it was all five of them in there.
And they're all like, what are you doing here? Especially Nino, since she hated him so much, supposedly. And everyone's like, she had the nerve to be the first one to ask, what are y'all doing here? Like, no, what are you doing here?
Yeah, that was super cute. My favorite moment was when she the oldest one.
Ichika.
When whoever, I don't remember which one found her, when she opened up the door and they all spent the night in the cabin or in the little hotel thing, when they all lay on the floor and she was over him while he was sleeping. Nothing was happening, but that shit really, I cracked up. I was like, this is hella suspect. I would think the same. And then it just kind of took the whole show on this other like tangent, like, oh my God, somebody else has feelings for him, blah, blah, blah. Like, so she was just looking at him sleep. But that was my favorite moment for some reason. Like, that's one that sticks out the most to me. Because I thought that was hilarious.
One of my other favorite moments was,
Uesagi?
Uesagi, there we go. Chasing Miku through the school. And when when they were naming off the old feudal Japanese warlords, and he's chasing her, and they're both like out of breath, still trying to run and still trying to throw out names. That was hilarious to me.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Super cute. And if you could rate it out of 10. Do not say 10.
Before I give my rating, who is your favorite Quint?
I don't know. I tried to get a favorite Quint, but I don't have a favorite.
You don't have one?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I like Miku the best. Cause she's just super reserved, and I just really love her. But I can't necessarily say she's my favorite because she's too reserved. Like, she doesn't have, like, you know, an outgoing personality. And then if I had to go next, it'd be Nino because she was mean. But I don't know.
Sounds familiar, huh?
I can relate. So I guess those two would be my top two.
Well, my favorite was Miku, and she seems to be the favorite also among most other people.
Really?
Almost like almost everyone that I've seen that's watched it has said that their favorite was Miku. I've seen a couple people say Nino, but the general consensus seems to be Miku. My second favorite is Yatsuba, because she's so adorable and innocent and wholesome.
she might be the dumbest one.
Yeah, she is. She absolutely is.
She really might be the dumbest one.
She's absolutely the dumbest one. But she tries, though.
She does. She does. And now I think that's what proves that she's the dumbest one, because she really be trying.
Like, she does try. And she just does. She just fails so bad. But she is so, she does not get down on herself. She's so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cute.
Man,
I like her.
Oh, man. I love Yatsuba. But out of 10.
Like, I'm gonna get a headband like her.
With the little bunny ears. But yeah, I mean, out of 10, I give this a 10.
You are so.
I give it a 10. I just do. There's no, I like, it's not even kidding. It's, I saw not one flaw. And if we were to go back and do our top 10 episode again, I think I would put it in my top 10.
Oh, wow. Like, we're going to have to do how much I loved a top 10 again. Maybe not soon, but
we might have to do a top 10 every year, to be honest. Because my top 10 has changed so much since we did that.
I think when we did that top 10, I was at like 30. And I think now I'm at like 50. Or some more, like maybe 60 anime watched. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the more I watch, the more my top 10 is going to change.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel too.
I think we might need to do two top 10s. Like one for long-standing animes and then one for like seasonal, like season one or two. Like that's as many seasons as you're going to get.
Because I think my top four is pretty solid in stone, but everything after four, I think has changed.
Hmm. So maybe we could do like a top 25 and then everything, it's like a, every other one.
Do you know how long that episode would be?
They'll listen.
That would be a 3-4 hour episode.
No, it won't. We can get that an hour and a half.
Ooh, we could try. I think maybe we could split it up. We could do one episode that's like 20 to 10. And then...
I think we could just do a long-standing one and a short-standing. Top 10.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But... So give us a score for Quintessential. I know it's not going to be the same as mine.
Okay, I just
I wasn't expecting that.
I'm not going to give it a 10. It is a really good anime. I'm going to go ahead and give it a solid 8.5. And there's nothing really it could do to become a 10, except maybe give me another season. If you gave me another season, then the show, the two seasons, could probably get to a 10. But right now, I'm giving it room to grow.
Well, season two has been announced.
Oh.
So, there is that. And
it's just been greenlit or is there a date?
I think it's been greenlit. I'm not all the way sure. But where the anime season ended, at that point in the manga, it starts to get really good. So, I think if they do season two as true to the manga as they did season one, then season two will be better than the first season.
All right. So. Then it may get to 10. Right now, we're at 8.5 just to give it room to grow. I'm looking forward to great things. There's no complaint of any sort that I have other than the harem thing, but that's just harem animes.
Well, it doesn't stop being a harem.
I know. But the harem isn't what's holding it back on the 8.5. That's not... I'm not accounting that into the score. I'm just giving it room to grow.
I can respect that.
What's up? He hates me now, guys.
I don't. I mean, you know, I've come to terms with... Finally, it's only taken forever, but I've come to terms with... people won't see what I see, so.
Because you have on rose-colored glasses.
I don't. But I just view with a different lens than
different lens.
People.
Oh. Whatever, sir. But yes, so that is that. A little bit of announcements, Anime Expo. It's coming up. Not sure if this episode will be out before Anime Expo or not.
I'm gonna try to get it out before AX. At least a day before.
But the first five people to find us, I'm not tweeting this out. So the first five people to find us will get a t-shirt. We're going to have them on Saturday. You won't get it that day. You're going to have to give me either your Twitter or something so I can get in touch with you later when I order them again. And you will get your own t-shirt for the podcast. And if you haven't won anything in the past, like a pin, the pin that I did before, if you have not won a pin, I will give you a pin as well for the podcast. And that's pretty much what you're going to win if you find us. But you have to have listened to this episode to know that we're doing this. So it'll be the first five people. And if you are the sixth person, you can just ask me, look, who are the other five? And I will tell you who they are if you don't believe me. So it's all good. If you listen to this episode, if we really do get more than five people, I'll think about doing more shirts, but it's going to have to be even numbers of five. So you better hope 10 people get to me or get to us. And it's going to be about four of us going. It's only two of us from the podcast, but Diamond's going to be there as well. So if you find Diamond, you can, if you know what she looks like, which I don't think you do, but you might. If you find Diamond, I'll have her on the prowl as well, knowing that if she's found, she will be a part of the hunt to find us. And no, we will not be telling you where we are. We'll be around. So don't be like, hey, where y'all at right now? Because we're not going to do that. You'll have to actually find us. So the first five people will get a t-shirt for free. And I will mail it to you if you don't live in LA, if you're just here for, you know.
Here to visit for AX. But yes, find us at Anime Expo this weekend. We're looking forward to it. It should be really fun. We will be doing an episode, a recap episode for AX afterwards. What else? Anime challenge, binge challenge is still going. We are still doing that with Blanime Podcast. You can check out either of our Twitters, either Blanime Podcast or at SQ Anime Pod. The rules are on there. Also on Instagram with the same @. Anything else?
We haven't decided what the winners will get yet. Because I really just want somebody else to win other than him or Mike. Because they're not getting nothing if they win.
Look, after how I felt about all the shows I was rattling off in the beginning of this episode, I think I have a great chance of winning.
Well, if he wins, he's not getting nothing. But if someone else wins that's not a part of either of these podcasts, they will get something. It will be decided when that person wins, because I really don't know who else. We have some other people involved, and we're on TV time, and we have some other people doing it. So we need more people, of course, for this to seem fair, because these losers look like they might win, and I hate for that to happen. But but yeah, so the rules are on both podcast Twitter pages. So just let us know what your TV time name is, so we can join you on your journey. Other than that, I think all the news we have is done. And look forward to having an episode sooner than most episodes have been for you. All right. And I think that is it for today.
Yeah, that's a wrap. Thank you.